Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom's Way tonight. We are going to wrap up our series tonight and start another one next week. If you have joined this meeting from a digital source, we'd like to remind you that this is a live teleconference meeting. That means that people will be joining us from all over the place. We'll give them a few minutes, 3 to 5 maybe, to get here before we start our message. And you digital listeners, if any time you would like to be live with us on our teleconference, you would simply dial 605-475-2090 and enter your access code, which is 373-363-#. So while we're waiting for everyone to dial in, please, those of you who are already here, if you'd like to announce yourself and let me know you're here, that'd be great.
Hello, Vicki.
Yay.
Hey.
Say that again.
Say that what? Yay.
Yay.
Yay. I'm still awake. I was dozing there. Yeah, it's hard to sometimes I get so much going on, I don't last too long.
I understand.
I'm trying to hang in there.
I made it too, Miss Vicki. I made it too. I'm way up in Georgia in here though. My wife is still in Jacksonville.
Okay.
We both made it. All right.
Yahoo. Good to have you, Miss.
I'm back. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, sis. Hey, Pastor Bill.
Hi, Phil. Is a conference call. Vicki and Phil. It is. And Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Good to have you.
Muted.
Okay, who else wants to say hello? Anybody yet? Okay. Say hello. Well, we're glad to have you, whoever you are. Would you like to say hello?
Hello there.
Hey, Claudia, good to have you.
Oh, thank you. Looking forward to it.
It'll be something you won't hear on a Sunday morning.
I'm sure that's true.
I'm Vicki.
Thank you.
That's pretty good. Peace and blessings on you guys.
Thank you, Judy. Anybody else want to say hello before we get started tonight? If not, I am going to go ahead and mute your telephones. Praise the Lord. I am Vicki Burdett. My husband, Phil, had a really rough day today and is gratefully recovering, overcoming the stresses and the tiredness and the fatigue of the day. So he will join us again in the morning for a little while, then he's got to go again. But we are Freedom's Way Ministries, and our mission is to help you come into your true identity and out of the labels of the world, to walk in the power and the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, reflecting His glory. Hallelujah. Anything we can do to help you in that area, we make ourselves available. You'll find our phone number on the website. You can also email us, text, whatever you need to do. So, Father, we just come before you tonight in the precious name of Jesus, and we thank you for these insights. We thank you, Lord, for holy boldness to bring truth to your people without condemnation, to speak truth in love so that it can be received. And we thank you, Lord, that you are the truth. We turn aside any assignment from hell that would seek to corrupt or defile or otherwise hinder what you want to accomplish in this word tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We have gone through a lot of issues during this series that we have called Putting the Devil Under Your Feet. And a lot of insight has been revealed over the last couple months. We hope you've gained some freedom because of the truths that have been explained. Tonight's topic is generational sexual iniquities. You know, everybody who does anything for the Lord is going to be attacked in some area. And it's good to know how to ward off those attacks and how to send the attackers away. So with that being said, we are going to present the final message in this series. It does focus on specific sexual sins and the resulting issues or illnesses that might follow a family for generations. This is not a topic discussed in most churches. And it is unlikely that you're going to hear a sermon from the pulpit that delves into what you are going to hear now. And again, you may already be aware of what sexual iniquities are, but you may not have realized what results from them. So with that in mind, tonight we're going to look at some specific actions that are named in Scripture that bring about curses in the area of our sexuality. Afterward, we're going to pray and get rid of those curses. And if you have young children listening, you might want to either send them to bed or be prepared to answer some questions. Now, maybe you have not personally entertained evil spirits or allowed them to express themselves in these areas. But do you know what your ancestors were doing 160 years ago? That would be four generations. Do any of us really know what might be lurking in the closet of our great-great-grandparents' house or our great-grandparents' house? The family secrets that have been hidden and remain hidden. You know, there are plenty of these family secrets out there still. And without exposure, there cannot be closure. When curses from these sins manifest, they affect us in various ways. So we're going to give you a few indicators to start out with tonight that a curse might be working in your life. Pardon me, please. If you see any of this in yourself or in your family members, just pay close attention because it is likely that there was some participation along the way. Someone in your generational line entertained an evil spirit and is now revisiting. That spirit is now revisiting in another way. So here are a few of the indicators that a sexual curse is working in your family. Number one, you can't seem to have a healthy sexual relationship with your spouse. Maybe you're frigid. Or maybe the time that you should be in loving intimacy with your husband or your wife is spent in lustful fantasy instead. Maybe having sexual intercourse is painful for you. Maybe you just aren't interested, or you can't seem to engage in what's going on, and you just want to get it over with. You know, we all need to realize our God is a God of pleasure and not pain or misery or torment. He intended for a man and a woman within a marital union to enjoy each other. He told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Now, in spite of what science might tell you, I think there's only one way to do that. Hallelujah. The second area that indicates a sexual curse could be working is physical problems in the reproductive area of your body. Now, this can include prostate problems in men, erectile dysfunction, low sperm count, and that kind of thing. Barrenness in either males or females is considered a curse. In a woman, the issues might include fibroid tumors, uterine cancer, extreme dryness, infertility, painful intercourse, multiple miscarriages, or family history of miscarriages, and any number of things of this nature. Now, hear my heart. I'm not saying that generational or personal sexual iniquities are the only reason for these conditions. There can be other causes of these problems, and there can be other spiritual causes of these problems. For example, gender rejection, where mom wanted a girl and she got a boy, or maybe dad wanted a boy and he got a girl. Gender rejection can cause reproductive problems. Self-hatred can also affect our bodies. But it does remain that participating with evil spirits through sexual sins and generational sexual sins could very well be the cause of those issues in your physical flesh. And we want to close those doors. We want to cover all the bases. The third area that would indicate a curse might be working is participation in sexual abuse, adultery, or pornography. Anytime that there is a pattern of these things, we need to recognize that participation with evil spirits in sexual sins could be the reason for a curse to follow a family. These manifest in different ways. For example, if you think you have to be tied up or beaten in order to have an orgasm, there is something wrong. If you think that you need to have total domination over another person in a sexual relationship, or that you must be dominated, there is something wrong. If you need pornography to stimulate you, there's something wrong. If multiple partners are attractive or necessary for you, there's something wrong. If you feel turned on by sexual acts with members of your same sex, there is something wrong if you think it might be a good idea to dabble in wife swapping or to participate in group sex. Again, there's something wrong. You get the picture. These thoughts are not from God, and neither are they your own thoughts. Now, it may be that you've entertained them for so long, you are now one with them and believe it's just who you are, or who you were meant to be, or the way it is, or the way it should be. But we're here to declare to you that is not your true identity, and we want to assure you there is freedom. There is freedom. Those thoughts and actions did not originate with you in your mind. They did not originate with you. And you can separate yourself from them. The word says, come out from the unclean thing. There is a curse working, and there is a spirit in place in you to lead you into destruction. We want to get rid of those. And another category indicating a curse at work is sexual, tormenting sexual dreams. Tormenting sexual dreams. Now, this category, to people who experience this, you can't talk about it. And so it seems insurmountable. I mean, you're asleep, right? Hey, I didn't mean to dream that. So, and how can you fight off a dream? And those who do talk about it, they'll say, it was so real. It was so real. You know, you may have even had an orgasm or an ejaculation in your physical body. First of all, realize the dream is not in your mind. It comes from your spirit through communication of an evil spirit that is seeking to manifest its nature by using your body. That's what it wants to do. And this is tormenting sexual dreams is a curse that causes you to fear your own sexuality, not to mention robbing you of a good night's sleep. Another thing that this does, it will set up doubt about God's faithfulness and about His word. Well, I prayed that God would take it away, and He didn't. I must not be faithful. God's word says, I'll lie down in safety and sleep, and my sleep shall be sweet. But it wasn't. That must not be true. So these very real and often scary dreams, they serve as intruders to our peace. In order to rid ourselves from torment, disease, dysfunction, and sexual misery, we have to remove the sexually unclean spirits from the generations, recognizing what we are dealing with. There are other lies from hell. There are traditions of the world, the culture of the society, and there are religious concepts that all work together to hinder deliverance in this area. I'm going to say that again. Hindrances to deliverance from sexual iniquities comes from lies from hell, the society of the culture, tradition in the world, and religious concepts. But you have to remember, God is bigger than the boogeyman. And through repentance and forgiveness, we can rid ourselves of curses resulting from sexual sin. And through the truth, we can maintain that freedom. Hallelujah. So, now that we've revealed some indicators of a sexual curse, many of you are thinking, whoa, yeah, okay. Yeah, I can see that in my life. So now we're going to go to the Word and identify the doors that may have been opened. I'm not going to try to read all the scriptures throughout these things, because that would just really take too long. But I will give you scripture references for those that I don't read to you. And then you can look them up later on your own. If you want to write these down, it might not be a bad idea. And you can pray about it. Ask the Holy Spirit, Father, is there, you know, has this happened somewhere along the way? And also, I hope to point out the hindrances that tend to block complete freedom. As we mentioned, the lies of hell, culture of the society, those traditions in the world, and religious concepts. These things that block your freedom are strongholds in your mind. They come from lies that you believe. They come from worldly warped views, and they come from the bondage of religious concepts. And we're going to talk about some of that. But right now, let's look at some of the sexual sins that are named in the Bible. In Numbers 5, verse 27, you find an adulterous woman. In Job 24, verse 15 to 18, in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 22 to 27, and in Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 10, all of these scriptures speak to adultery. I'm going to read Job 24, verse 15 to 18. The eye also of the adulterer waits for the twilight, saying, no eye shall see me, and disguises his face. In the dark, they dig through houses which they had marked for themselves in the daytime. They know not the light, for the morning is to them even as the shadow of death. If one know them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of death. He is swift as the waters. Their portion is cursed in the earth. He beholds not the way of the vineyards. Other sexual sins. He who lies with his father's wife, or daughter-in-law, or mother-in-law, or sister-in-law, or with an aunt, or aunt, wherever you're from. That's Deuteronomy 27, verse 20 and 23. Leviticus chapter 20, verses 11 and 12, verse 14, and verses 19 to 21. He who lies with a beast. Deuteronomy 27, 21. Exodus 22, 19. Leviticus 20, verse 15 and 16. He who lies with his sister. Deuteronomy 27, 22. and Leviticus 20, verse 17. I'll read Deuteronomy 27, 20 to 23. First be he that lies with his father's wife, because he uncovers his father's skirt. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lies with any manner of beast, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lies with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lies with his mother-in-law, and all the people shall say, Amen. Going on, in Deuteronomy 22, verse 13 to 21, you see women who do not keep their virginity until marriage. In Leviticus 20, verse 13, and also in Genesis 19 and verse 5, you see homosexual and lesbian relationships. Leviticus 20, verse 13. If a man also lie with mankind as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. You got sodomy in Genesis chapter 19, the whole chapter. And in Leviticus 20, verse 18, there is sexual intercourse during the menstrual cycle. That's Leviticus 20, verse 18. And if a man shall lie with a woman having her sickness and shall uncover her nakedness, he has discovered her fountain, and she has uncovered the fountain of her blood, and both of them shall be cut off from among their people. Now, I have just read Old Testament scriptures, but these are also in the New Covenant. The consequences of participating with sexual sins are spoken of in the New Covenant. They're not as specific as when these curses were originally decreed. They were very specific in that original declaration. You know, we have only to look at our own lives or the lives of others that we know who have entertained some of these things to see that the curses are, in fact, still working in the generations. Nonetheless, please be very encouraged, because God will forgive us and restore us as we cry out to Him, as we forgive our ancestors, as we repent on their behalf as well as our own. He said so. In Leviticus 26, verse 39 to 42, it states, And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers, with their trespass which they have trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary to me, and that I have also walked contrary to them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land. Hallelujah. So before we give you another look at God's goodness and His faithfulness and His readiness to forgive, I want to go back to what was said earlier, because I stated there are hindrances from hell, the world, and religion that are able to hinder us from full and complete freedom. And as we talk briefly about this, I feel certain that the Holy Spirit is going to help you recognize if you are a victim in any area. These things are not necessarily identifiable evil spirits. Oftentimes, they are simply mindsets that are developed because of demonic influence and wrong beliefs. Because of the nature of Satan, known by the church as the carnal nature of fear, pride, and deception, that nature leads us into these mindsets and wrong beliefs. So let's examine them according to the category of the indicators that we've already laid out there. In the area of being unable to have a healthy sexual relationship with your spouse, there are a number of factors that might play into that curse. Someone may have said something to you about sex being bad or only to be endured for the purpose of having children. Religion could have put you in bondage so that you always wonder if God's okay with what you're doing. You could have gotten the idea that the act of sexual intercourse was not supposed to be enjoyable, or that only animalistic people got pleasure out of it. There could be fear involved due to rejection, sexual abuse, molestation as a child, repressed trauma, things you have read or seen in a movie about romantic encounters could have subconsciously set your expectation beyond what you experience. The first sexual experience you had may have adversely impacted and shaped your thinking. What if you were caught in a cornfield? And that shame set up housekeeping. Also, you could have a self-focus that propels your mind into a mode of comparison. Always comparing yourself to someone else, or always comparing your spouse to a fantasy lover. And any of these circumstances can have a bearing on your ability to enjoy a healthy sexual relationship. So ask the Holy Spirit to help you identify and overcome these mindsets. In the area of physical problems in the reproductive area, think of words that were spoken over you as a young person regarding medical issues or regarding your body. You know, were you told you might have trouble conceiving or carrying a child? Did your mother or your grandmother label the monthly cycle a curse? Have you believed that PMS is to be accepted and inevitable, and you're going to be miserable and hard to live with for at least a week every month? Do you expect to have cramps? Men, do you expect to lose your virility as you age? Are you looking for prostate issues? You know, we already mentioned self-hatred and gender rejection. Have you ever wanted or wished to be the opposite gender? Many of the reproductive diseases and conditions of our lives result from our own expectations and beliefs. If you fear passing along a generational marker of some health problem in the family, for example, then you're a prime target for barrenness, for miscarriage, and other reproductive issues. So take any and all of that to the Holy Spirit. And take anything that the Holy Spirit shows you before the Lord in repentance. Receive His truth and walk in freedom. Hallelujah. In the area of sexual abuse, adultery, and pornography, these demonic things have a strong tendency to perpetuate themselves. The abused is often going to become the abuser. All of these sexual sins attack and chip away at your identity. They cause you to feel worthless and unlovable. So make sure you aren't engaging in any of this to use as a weapon to manipulate or control another person, or as a counterfeit Holy Spirit to empower you. You may be setting yourself up to be abused because you had the mindset it's not okay to enjoy sex. Therefore, you have to be punished or dominated or helplessly positioned, so you have no other choice in the matter. Abusive sexual encounters bring trauma. Memories are often repressed, and these repressed memories might then manifest in fantasizing about being gang raped or tied up or threatened or intimidated. Adulterers are often those who believe they are blameworthy, so they set themselves up to take the blame. Others are trained to be risk takers, and still others are simply prideful and believe they deserve to have anything they want. In cases where pornography is used as a stimulant or a precursor to sex, your mindset can become fixed on using this as a tool to achieve greater pleasure. At best, it is a slippery slope toward requiring more and more to be satisfied. At worst, it becomes a pit of destruction that ruins lives and relationships. Pornography is one of the addictive counterfeits of God's love. It fills a void that only the Lord can properly fill. In addition, it causes comparison to take over, and it will leave you unfulfilled in your marriage. Role-playing begins, either in reality or fantasy in your mind, and you lose touch with truth and your identity. The biggest problem in overcoming any of these mindset issues is fear comes in. Fear comes in to cause you to doubt yourself and to doubt God. If you don't have the black leather boots and the whip in your hand, will you still be sexy? Will you lose your husband or your wife if you don't go along with whatever game this is? Can you reach orgasm without this thing or that thing? What's wrong with me? The Lord can show you a better life in every area of your life if you allow Him to. Know that His word is true. There are pleasures forevermore in His presence. And don't be afraid to trust the Lord. Tell Him how you feel. Ask Him about your fears, whether or not they're true. Once He speaks to your heart, you can let go of the lies and walk in freedom. And this last category, tormenting sexual dreams, this is one where your spirit man needs to be built up. If you want a strong inner spirit that will rise up to answer the enemy even while you're sleeping, the first thing to do is get out of the world and worldly thinking. Now, when I say get out of the world, I don't mean you have to go off and live in a cave. What I mean is bring more balance into your thinking. Change your focus from all the evil happening around you and direct it to the goodness of God, even in the midst of chaos. When you go to bed at night, is the last thing you watched or heard good, or is it evil? Is it God's truth, or is it the world's misery? What about when you wake up? Do you pray and seek the presence of the Lord first, or do you reach for your telephone and the news or the text or the cup of coffee or the world stuff? When your mind is full of God thoughts, it's far more likely that your spirit will be strengthened to stand against the onslaught of the enemy. And this is where to begin know the word, and peace will reign. If there is no word, anxiety will rule. No matter how much word you have, though, you have to realize there can be intrusion of the enemy through no fault of your own. However, after you've gotten rid of generational curses and the spirits behind them, the pattern of recurring intrusion will be broken. Make the commitment today to begin to shift the balance from more world to more spirit. And when you make that commitment, God will make the arrangement, and it will not be difficult for you. Now I want to look at God's goodness, his faithfulness, and his readiness to forgive. I am going to read from Nehemiah chapter 9. I've got 17 verses here. Hopefully we can get through them and still have time to pray. Now, in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloth and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers, come out of the world, and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God, 1/4 part of the day, another 1/4 part they confessed to worship the Lord their God. And then they stood upon the stairs of the, then stood up upon the stairs of the Levites, and names a whole bunch of people there that were Levites. And they said, stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever. And blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. You, even you, are Lord alone. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that there is in them. And you preserve them all. And the host of heaven worships you. You are the Lord, the God, who did choose Abram and brought him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees and gave him the name of Abraham and found his heart faithful before you and made a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Girgashites, to give an essay to his seed and have performed your words, for you are righteous, and did see the affliction of our fathers in Egypt and heard their cry by the Red Sea. God listens, he knows, and showed signs and wonders upon Pharaoh and all his servants and on all the people of his land, for you knew that they dealt proudly against him. So did you get you a name, as it is this day. And you did divide the sea before them, so they went through the midst of the sea. And it goes on and it talks about how God led them through the wilderness and how they kept the Sabbath. And it exalts the Lord. And then it says, and you promised them that they should go in to possess the land which you had sworn to give them, but they and our fathers dealt proudly and hardened their necks and hearkened not to your commandments and refused to obey. Neither were mindful of your wonders that you did among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But you are a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and forsook them not. Hallelujah. Father, we as your chosen people who love you, we claim this word is true in our lives today. We recognize you as gracious and merciful God. We know you're ready to pardon. We know you're ready to restore our lives, our bodies, and our families back into covenantal relationship with you. We humbly bow our hearts before you, Father, to ask that the curses of generational sin be broken off our lives and off our families. And we thank you, Lord God, for being our covenant-keeping God. So I'm going to ask that you all pray with me if you want to get rid of this stuff. Pray out loud so they can hear you and they know they got to go. Lord, I thank you for your awesome and merciful presence. As I come before you, and I declare I want to be freed from all sexual iniquity in my life, including that of my forefathers. Show me every evil work, Father, every sin, perversity, fault, or iniquity that has come down to me and kept me from complete liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask that the curses be broken now. Lord, I recognize you as God alone. And I thank you that you allow me to stand in the gap for my ancestors who rejected your ways and followed their own ways. Those who were led in paths opposed to your word, opposed to your way, opposed to your will. I choose to forgive my mother, father, grandparents, and all other ancestors for any time they engaged in sexual sins, resulting in illegitimate birth. I forgive them for incestuous relationships and all adultery. I forgive them for any time they engaged in bestiality, homosexuality, and sodomy. I forgive them for relinquishing virginity outside of marriage. I forgive them for sexual abuse and pornography. I release my ancestors now from responsibility for any curse that has come down to me as a result of these sinful actions. I ask that you forgive me, Father, for my own participation in any sin I have named, and for entertaining these sins in my thoughts, for dwelling on them, and imagining those actions, even if I never engaged in them personally. Forgive me, Lord, for accepting a spirit of gender rejection or self-hatred, and for wishing I were the opposite sex. Lord, you said, even the thought of foolishness is sin. And I ask to be forgiven from foolish thoughts and actions. I break all agreement now with any of these unclean spirits, Father. And I ask that all curses be broken. I am sorry, Lord, that I allowed generational curses to continue in my family. I am sorry that I've been negligent in bringing judgment on the enemy and justice to my family. I take responsibility for all these curses, and I give them to the Lord Jesus Christ, loosing myself now from those generational iniquities. I accept your forgiveness for all these sins, Father God. And I forgive myself. Thank you for cleansing me and my family from all unrighteousness by the blood of Jesus Christ, my Lord. I choose life, health, and freedom through living according to the principles of every word that proceeds from your mouth. I declare my trust in you, Jesus, that I am now able to have a healthy sexual relationship with my spouse. And I declare trust in you, Jesus, that I can anticipate joy and pleasure, not pain, indifference, or misery in intimacy. I believe, Lord God, you are freeing me from tormenting sexual dreams, and that you are restoring my body in every area. You, Lord Jesus, are my Redeemer, my Messiah, my risen Lord, and I know that you are making me free as I sincerely break agreement with these sins and the enemy in my heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And I just take the sword of the Spirit of God and I sever those generational cords of iniquity. As you go through this week and the Holy Spirit begins to show you things, or you discover things along and along as time goes on, take them to the Lord. Forgive those people involved. Release them from responsibility. Take that responsibility. Give the curse to Jesus. Stand and declare. Decree. I sever those generational cords of iniquity, all evil soul ties from sexual sins. I send back in the spirit now every ungodly thing that attaches itself to you. I take back for you every godly thing you were meant to have, including your health, your peace, your comfort, your joy, your pleasure. I take that back for you. I cancel those lies regarding the menstrual cycle, regarding prostate issues in men, regarding aging processes in both sexes, I cancel those lies in the name of Jesus Christ. And I cast out every spirit and spirit guide of illegitimate birth, incestuous relationship, adultery, bestiality, homosexuality, sodomy, sexual abuse, trauma, pornography, gender rejection, self-hatred. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cast you out from every cell in their bodies, every thought in their mind, every emotion in their heart. Get out now. Get out. Take your nasty symptoms with you. I send you to the pit that burning coals fall on you, and you cannot rise again. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is come in the flesh, I remind every single one of you unclean spirits. These people broke agreement with you. You have no legal right to stay. Lord, I ask that you send angels of burning judgment, destruction, your demolition crew, to tear down those strongholds in the mind, those mindsets from the culture of the society, from the lies of hell, from the religious bondage, from shame, guilt, and condemnation. Tear down those mindsets, those altars that your people have bowed to, have laid themselves on. Tear down those altars, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bow to you and to you alone. We crawl on your altar, Lord, and ask, as it says in the scripture, bind the sacrifice with cords, even to the horns of the altar. God, when it gets hot, we don't want to crawl off. We want your beauty, and we know we only get it if you get our ashes. So come and burn away, burn away every unclean thing, Lord, that hinders your beauty from shining through. In the name of Jesus, fill your people now. Wash through us all with your living water. Cleanse us, Lord God, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Fill us with more of you. Wash out the culture of society. Wash out the traditions of the world. Wash out the lies of hell. Wash out the religious bondage. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. And I declare each and every one of you who sincerely prayed this prayer, I declare you free from generational sexual iniquity. Go and sin no more. Amen. 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 And if you have a comment or a question or whatever, please push the *6 key on your telephone keypad. I was thinking when I put this message together. You ready? erectile dysfunction is probably nothing that you are ever going to hear from the pulpit. Some of the things, oh my gosh. But God said it. God said, you know, free your people, free his people. Praise the Lord. Any comments, questions? *6, unmute your phone, put you back on the conference call where everybody can hear you. So don't say anything if it's a secret.
Hello, Vicki.
Hi there.
Hey, can I ask you something? What about your husband? How can I break those generation curses off our children from our husbands?
Well, my dear, you and he are one flesh, and you have authority. And you break the curses in your life, see what happens to him.
Do what? I don't understand that.
Well, whatever he's got, you got. Because you're one flesh. So when you break these curses, his life is probably going to change. And you can, because you are one flesh, you can stand in the gap for his generations, just as you do for your own.
Okay. Now, our grandkids, the ones that aren't our flesh, that is our grandkids. You understand what I'm saying?
Like step children or something?
Well,
my
son married this woman that had two children. We took them on as grandkids.
Okay. Well,
how do I do that?
Ask the Holy Spirit to show you what's working in their lives.
Okay, he has.
Okay. Bind up those spirits that they can't operate or manifest and ask the Lord to preserve them and protect them and to send truth into their hearts. When they get old enough to be free, then those spirits can be cast out. When I say old enough to be free, they need to know what's going on.
Well, they're in their 30s, and now they got children.
Okay. Well, you know, somebody's going to have to take responsibility for those curses. And Jesus said, whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. Now that tells me that if the Holy Spirit gives you permission to stand in the gap for someone else, you can do it.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Okay, well, I'm glad I finally was able to get there.
Yes, me too.
Who else has a question or a comment tonight? Anybody? Praise the Lord. Anybody want to tell me you're here that didn't tell me before? I'll have to check and see how long people stayed on the line.
Hey, it's Gretchen.
Oh, hi, Gretchen. Oh, that was Mitch for a minute. Okay. Well, next week, we don't know. Hello?
Yeah, I was trying to let Gretchen finish for a second. I was trying to
try not to interrupt her. But thank you, sis. Thank you for freeing me from my ancestors' stuff even more. But and the way to wake up in the morning is with Jesus in your life. I like what you said earlier, too. You should always wake up in the morning and grab that book, grab our Bible, grab our instruction manual. There you go. And have him in our life with us there always in the morning. Wake up with him. What a blessing.
Right. Amen. As Marie says, our survival guide.
Our survival guide. That's right. My instruction book. That's right. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, sis. God be with Brother Phil and there, Pastor Phil. Be with him today. And he'll heal his body and his mind. Get him back up and going for us again.
Amen.
Thank you, sis, for bringing his word to us. Praise you, Jesus.
God bless you, brother.
Bless you too, sis.
Okay, next week. Yes, say hello.
God bless everyone. And when will the replay be on so I could send it to some people I know who are...
Friday okay. night. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Gretchen will present this Friday. Anybody that... I mean, probably tomorrow I will get the link for tonight. Sometimes I don't get it till 2 days later. But
right.
If you want the link for tonight, I'll send you the link and you can listen again on Friday.
Right.
Live. Anybody wants to join live. So if they have questions or whatever, that would be a good time to do that.
All right. I always enjoy Gretchen's teachings as well. Thank you. God bless everyone. Have a good night.
God bless you. Next week, I don't know what the Holy Spirit wants us to do, but I am leaning towards some real foundational word. Going back maybe to how to answer the hard questions. Or we might want to just repeat, y'all can tell me what you think, reclaiming the land. Now that we've gotten through putting the devil under our feet, we need to take back our physical properties. But whatever, I'll pray about it and we'll see where we're going. We'll see where we're going next. He may have something absolutely new. A lot of this that you heard tonight was absolutely new. Is there anyone who would like to pray us into this night? I just bless you in the name of the Lord.
I'll do it.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear.
Oh, Father in heaven, I thank you and praise you that you did not give us a spirit of generational iniquity, but you gave us the spirit of your precious Son. Praise you, God. What a wonderful gift that you have given us. And Father, I thank you for the other gifts that you've given us, the gifts of Vicki and Phil. And I thank you that their ministry extends not just on the internet or the radio or apps or whatever, but it extends through each and every one of us. Father, I thank you for every seed that's been planted and every beautiful fruit of yours, Lord, that remains. I'm so grateful for the divine exchange, your life for our miserable, messed up lives, for one that is just full of glory. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you his peace. And I pray that in the name of our Prince of Peace, the Lord himself. Praise you forever, Yah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Gretchen. We'll be back here in the morning. Yes. We'll be here at 7:15. This message will also be repeated on Friday at 8:30. So don't miss it. God bless you all. Have a great week.
I'm blessed.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Bye now. See you in the morning.
Woo-hoo!